Starting today on Morning Edition, we'll look at how some Massachusetts communities will deal with budget cuts in the next few months. WBUR's Fred Tice and David Boeri are with me in the studio. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Deb.
Hi, Deb.
Hi, David. Well, let's start with you. Which community are you following in this grueling upcoming fiscal year?
I chose Gardner. It's out on Route 2 in central Massachusetts. It's called the Chair City in recognition of its manufacturing history as a furniture capital of New England. And sit down for this, Deb. It's now talking about grinding up some of its asphalt roads and turning them into gravel to save money on roads it doesn't have enough money to pave. And you can go through City Hall and find department heads with no clerks, no employees.
There's really nobody left in City Hall to cut. You can only right-size government so much, which I'm a big fan of, until it becomes the right size. And then you're just amputating.
That's Mark Hawk, the mayor of Gardner. And he says he's none too pleased with how state governments created mandates without funding them either, Deb.
And David, we'll hear your story in about a week or so.
That's right.
Oh, good. And Fred Tice, you chose the town of Hull on the South Shore. Why?
I picked Hull because it's a blue-collar town that's very proud of its schools. But over the last few years, the people of Hull have had to pitch in to raise money to keep the programs that make students feel like it's worth it to show up to school.
I understand that Hull High School had its theater budget slashed to zero?
That's right, Deb. And what's remarkable is that the kids and the parents are still managing to stage three musicals this year. If you show up at Hull High School well past 10 o'clock at night, you'll find the students belting it out. They're working on the dress rehearsal for their spring musical, Guys and Dolls. The guys are dressed in plaid and wide pinstripes and fedora hats. The girls in bold print dresses and Mary Janes. When you walk into Hull High School, it looks like your basic, well-worn, modernist 1960s high school. But step into the theater, and it's magnificent. It has a huge stage that includes giant wheels on the floorboards for turning sets. By the time the students step onto that stage, many of them have been at school for 15 hours. Once classes are over, they stay for sports practice. They do their homework. And now, they're doing what they love most. Brittany Jenkins plays Mimi and a hotbox girl.
So theater is pretty much my life, and I love it. It's the most rewarding and meaningful thing that I do. I know we have to work really hard for it, but it's really worth it in the end.
Brittany and her fellow cast member Erin Halverson, who plays Adelaide, talk about how they had to earn the money that keeps the theater program alive.
We've sold jewelry, we've sold anything you can even think of, t-shirts,
pizzas,
pies in the face, car washes, pizzas, candles. We do raffles.
We do reptile shows and magic shows. And
the school committee cut the entire budget for theater this year, so the students raised $30,000 with the help of their parents, including Tammy Petroselli and Lisa Jenkins, Brittany's mom.
This year we had to raise enough funds to actually pay the stipends for all the staff of the drama program, which includes the director, the stage person,
the orchestra.
And everything that goes behind the scenes. And we were able to do that through many, many, many fundraisers. Leaf raking. And leaf raking. We have weeks of leaf raking.
And what else do you guys do besides, raise the money?
We work. Jobs. We're all jobs.
We do sewing. We do props. We do makeup.
The parents talk by the plastic palm trees used in the musical's Havana scenes. They don't anticipate raising the entire budget for theater again next year.
No, we hope not. We are hoping for the override to go through.
The override. Unless voters override Proposition 2.5, towns can't raise property taxes by more than 2.5% in Massachusetts. If the town doesn't raise property taxes, there won't be any money for theater. Next month, the town will vote, and theater parents Maggie Allerhead, Tammy Petroselli, and Lisa Jenkins are counting on the override so that they and their children don't have to raise the money by themselves all over again.
It's just the thought of having to do what we've done again.
How many yards did we rake? 65 yards?
Yeah,
it went on for weekend after weekend.
Lisa Jenkins and the other moms have a month to persuade the town it's worth raising the property taxes for their kids and their theater program.
We wouldn't do it if we didn't believe in what the kids were doing.
Right.
These kids have so much fun. They don't set off mediocrity. They have a high standard, and they stay to that level. And they're bored, and they don't have a show.
Oh, yeah, it's like such a letdown.
2 weeks between auditions and shows, they can't wait to audition again.
For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.